obviously, in any expeditions like this, you cannot just come back and say, ha-ha, found that the world has changed. It really needs to be put in perspective with the prior expeditions and data collection. However, while definitely there were some obvious signs of recession, receding of the glacier where we were, just by looking at ladders which were installed a few years ago to go down on the glacier, when we were there a few days ago, these ladders are going down into the void. I mean, there is no ice under the ladder. We also saw definitely what appears like normal melting because of the drier season. But interestingly enough, you can see that kind of worsened because you can feel that the glacier is taking sandwich between warming on the top and warming at the bottom. Now, we did a lot of GPS measurements and photos and videos, and all these will be analyzed in the next few weeks and will be put in context of prior observations.
Can you explain a little bit more the importance of the ladders and how they really aided you in your expedition?
These ladders are like regular ladders that you would use for going on your roof, and they were installed a few years ago to go from one glacier to the from Alexandra glacier to the Margarita glacier. So they were made to help a couple riders here and there to help when passages are steep. So they serve as a good reference point because they've been there for many years. There are photos in the past showing the ladders reaching the surface of the glacier, and now the end of the glacier is like 200 meters from these ladders, showing a recession, receding of the glacier over the last few years. But it's been estimated by our guides that the glacier receded up 3 meters in the last 6 months.
Is this a normal recession that you saw?
Unfortunately, most glaciers in the world are receding, and some are even expanding. But unfortunately, this is part of the trend on the planet. This particular one is receding, I would say, from my observations going to glaciers around the world, relatively fast. And it is estimated that between 2020 and 2030, all the permanent ice, historical ice on this mountain, will be totally gone. So it will be only rocks and seasonal snowfalls, but you will not have ice anymore. And some of the ice we saw on the glacier, you know, these very dark, dark blue, almost black ice for many, many years, hundreds of years.
Was this type of receding of the glaciers, was that what you all were expecting to find?
You know, the world of a few hundred years ago, the glaciers were not receding. In this particular case, and every situation is different, but has been demonstrated by, among others, the department at Makerere University, that the warming of the air around Renzori, around the glacier, is mostly responsible for the melting and receding of the glacier.
Now, you also said that you have gathered a lot of information on your expedition, and I know it's going to take some time for you to put it all together before you release it out to the public. But out of your findings, is there still a great concern for the people in the area of the Rwenzori Mountains to be concerned over their water supply?
Yes, these glaciers really serve, whether it's here or elsewhere in the world, they serve as reservoirs of fresh water, clean water for communities downstream. They feed rivers and brooks and help all these villages to get their water. When these glaciers disappear, you know, rainfalls are just going to fall and not going to be put into reserves as they are when they fall in form of snow and then compact into ice and stay there for years and years and melt little by little to feed all these communities with water.
You know, sometimes as a scientist, I'm sure when you go out on these expeditions, seeking one thing, you end up finding something else that you really weren't looking for. So did you find anything unexpected on this expedition?
We were actually very, on a personal note, pleasantly surprised by the efforts made by local communities around Rwenzori in the form of conservation and saving water. Anything which had to do with water was, you can feel that people were very educated and on their way to be prepared for the worst, meaning, you know, no glaciers anymore in the area. So that was a good bit of good news.